And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into Raven Radio, your community radio station, where it's 50 degrees under partially overcast skies. And joining me in the studio is Patrick Williams. He's with Sitka Community Hospital's Injury Prevention Program, here to talk to us about Alcohol Awareness Month. Welcome to Morning Edition, Patrick.
Good morning. Great to be here. And a lovely day outside today.
It is a lovely day. A great day to talk about alcohol awareness.
Stuff we need to work on. Definitely. Great day to talk about it.
Well, you're really intending on hitting this issue hard. You're looking at 2 months, April and June.
April and June, that's correct.
We're talking about it.
Well, it's something that we need to work on. A report card came out a couple months ago from County Health Rankings, and it showed that we were 6 percentage points above the state average in excessive drinking. And something I want to hit really hard. I want to focus on a lot of teen drinking, which is definitely an issue here. And hopefully just... You know, the biggest thing when you start out looking at this is just to increase awareness and, you know, make sure people know that is an issue. And then let's focus on ways to fix it.
Do you have any thoughts about why those numbers might be so hard for Sitka, so high for Sitka?
I have a feeling it has to do with we have a lot of people that come in, and it rains a lot. I think that's the biggest thing. And when it rains and it's dark outside, people get depressed, and what they look for most of the time is alcohol. We have a lot of outside people coming in that just, I don't think people understand how dangerous and how hard it can be on your health. It's something that we need to really look at, and you know, everybody needs to look at it at a different perspective.
Well, your perspective is interesting. You're coming from injury prevention. So how do the two intersect?
Well, if you look at alcohol, and our injury rates in Sitka are really, really high. And I tie that in. We're 6 percentage points above the state average. It could only do us good if we lower that excessive drinking rate, because drinking does lead to injuries, and you could see it in the police blotter every single day. So it's something that that definitely can correlate together.
Well, can we talk a little bit about the dangers of teen drinking?
Definitely. Well, there's three categories for drinkers. I want to make sure everybody knows this. There's low risk, increasing risk, and then higher risk. And a lot of teens fall in that increasing risk category. It's a very dangerous category. It's that breaking point when we want to stop people from entering that higher risk and pretty much getting to the point of no return. So that's the biggest factor. Step number two is making sure teens know that increasing risk stage is where you can turn back and kind of take a different path in life.
So you're hoping that by focusing on teens, maybe you can catch some people early before they move into the higher risk category and become adult excessive drinkers.
Definitely. There's so many dangers with drinking when you're young. You know, motor vehicle accidents. We don't have a lot of driving here in Sitka, which can kind of be a good thing with our excessive drinking rates. But we do have a lot of fatal, you know, boat injuries and things like that. And excessive drinking ties into that on a daily basis. It has lasting health effects that can really hurt your memory, your coordination, and your motor skills. And it leads to sexual assault. A lot of people don't know that 97,000 students between the ages of 18 and 24 are victims of alcohol-related sexual assault or rape. It's a very, very astonishing and very dangerous number.
And that's an annual
figure. That's an annual figure. Yeah. That's rough, you know. Any parent that hears that will hopefully, you know, take pride in the fact that they're going to talk to their child or their teen about drinking. And while it's a hard thing to do, it's something you should do at a young age. It's very important.
And you also want to address binge drinking as well.
Binge drinking is labeled as drinking with the intent of getting intoxicated. And you see a lot of teens doing this. It's 5 or more standard drinks for males and 4 or more standard drinks for females. It's super dangerous. You know, a lot of people do like drinking games, and that definitely falls under the binge drinking category. It's something college students do. It's not a good thing. It increases suicide rates, increases HIV AIDS, and increases unplanned pregnancies, which is another thing Sitka needs to work on in regards to their report card for health. It increases brain damage, cardiac issues, and even DUI auto accidents, which can even lead to boating accidents also.
For parents who might be listening to this and wondering how they can approach their teen, do you have any suggestions?
Definitely. You know, your impact can save the teen's life. You know, if you just talk about it and, you know, take your teen aside and just sit and don't judge them. Just talk on a one-on-one level and, you know, talk about how dangerous it is. You know, start the conversation early is the number one thing. And you need to open up as a parent and listen to the teen, because drinking and peer pressure are real things, and they get it every day. So talk about your family history with your teen. Let the teen know if you have, you know, issues in your family with drinking and being addicted to drinking. Set clear expectations and communicate your values. Control your emotions in a positive way when you're talking to your teen. Make sure you always communicate positively. And ask about your teenager's friends, who they hang out with. Make sure they're hanging out with a good crowd, you know, that's not into drinking. And I always highlight this. Sports is a good way to stay out of drinking and drugs. And make sure your kid's involved in sports, because it's a good way to have a positive impact on your life. And, you know, it helps people stay out of the bad things like that.
I think any sort of extracurricular activity that's part of the school system or
definitely
some would be positive.
Definitely. I was always involved in sports. So
and I was involved in DDF. So
yeah, anything like that. Just make sure they have something to do outside of school that's, you know, that's a good thing to prevent those horrible excessive drinking rates. And hopefully, I think we're going to change the culture before it's too late. Let's make an impact today and, you know, make Sitka a healthier place.
You know, I keep thinking about the term excessive drinking rates, and I wonder if part of the problem is not being able to identify what's excessive or what's not, you know, quote unquote, normal.
Definitely. You know, we have a lot of parents that go home and, you know, a lot of adults that go home, and I've seen it. They go home and have 3 beers before they go to bed, and that's an excessive drinking rate that leads to that percentage. So, you know, think about what you're doing, how teens look at you, how people look at you, because if you're having 3 or more drinks a night, that's way too much. And you should hopefully spread that out. And, you know, abstinence, in my opinion, is the best thing. But, you know, slowly decrease that likelihood. And let's work on that. 3 drinks or more is an excessive drinking rate. It's pretty astonishing that we have that many here in Sitka drinking that much.
So what should folks be keeping an eye out for with Alcohol Awareness Month? Are you going to have anything out there for them?
I'm going to have a lot of ads and different things, as you hear me on KCAW. I'm going to be, you know, talking hopefully a little bit more at the end of the month. You'll see hear my radio ads, see flyers up around town. And the biggest thing is, if you have questions, you can call me at 747-0349. And while we don't offer alcohol counseling at Sitka Community Hospital, I can put you in the right path to make sure if you need counseling or you want more information, I can lead you in the right direction.
You know, I'm looking at some statistics here, and they're astounding. It says that average boy has his first drink at 11 years of age, and the average girl at 13.
How astonishing is that? 11 years of age. That's, you know, people, a lot of times when you look at it, you can't, it's hard to believe. And it's definitely something we should, you know, not take for granted. We should talk to these kids at a younger age, because they are drinking earlier and earlier. And this number keeps decreasing as the years go on. It used to be 15 for boys. Now it's already 11. So as a nation, we need to look at this. And as a state and as a city here in Sitka, I think we can make ourselves a healthier place and fix this.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking a lot of parents are probably thinking, I don't have to have that conversation yet. You know, it's a long way off until my kids are teenagers in high school. But no, it's coming up quicker than you think.
I recommend, you know, start at 5 and 6, and just, you got to be a good example. Be a role model for your kids. That's the biggest thing. You know, my parents never drink, and I kind of rolled myself after that. So be a good role model for your kids. And if you do end up drinking, don't drink too much, and don't let your kids see it. It's not a good thing.
Okay. Well, again, the number where folks can reach you?
It's 747-0349, and it's the Injury Prevention Program at Sitka Community Hospital.
Great. And thank you so much for joining us this morning, Patrick.
Thank you.
My guest has been Patrick Williams with Sitka Community Hospital's Injury Prevention Program. This month is Alcohol Awareness Month.